you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Vinny Goodwill.
I think the Cooper Flag experience is very, very real.
How ridiculous do you think the hype will get?
I mean, like, look, we've seen Caitlin Clark, right? You tell me, considering this could be your tribe, right? You tell me.
He's Jewish.
And I remember.
My daughter says that you're half Jewish.
He's just the good half.
The last American-born white player to go to college, turn it out, go to the league, and fulfill all the promise, if not exceed it, was one Larry Joe Bird.
If you're a Laker, he's the devil incarnate. If you're from Boston, chances are you're Catholic, but you'd sell your soul for him.
Ain't it about time that y'all churned out another good one? Y'all are lagging.
We're due.
I'm tired of the black dude having to carry you people. I'm just joking. I'm just playing.
I don't believe you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Can you help get some brothers into baseball then? I mean, look, if we're going to do this...
Y'all don't want us there. Y'all don't want us there. Y'all steer us towards basketball and being wide receivers and cornerbacks. We don't even get the middle linebacker positions no more. Like, we're starting to phase out of there, too. We are literally in danger.
Hey, Philly drafted a white safety this year from Iowa.
Y'all drafted a white safety from Iowa? Y'all couldn't even get one from USC?
There were literally people on the moon. Before Alabama had black guys in their secondary. Does anyone understand? There were white corners. White cornerbacks. You understand how preposterous that is? Some of you are too young to have ever even seen a white corner. They're extinct. They don't exist. There's two left at the San Diego Zoo. And they won't reproduce. You'll never see a white corner.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I think there were that many landmines in that conversation with Vinny Goodwill. I think that was handled deftly.
I think everyone involved was at the very top of their dancing game, and we all survived.
It would have been really funny, though, if you would have heard my out loud but somewhat under the breath comment of it's a member of your tribe. Cooper Flagg's Jewish? It would have been really funny if you would have gone down that road with us.
Oh. I had forgotten he said about baseball, y'all don't want us there.
It's your game.
We do now.
It's your game.
We didn't for a while. We're not happy about it.
It's your game.
Made museums about it, putting the stats in, trying to apologize any way we can, make do.
Well,
it's not working out.
Yeah, just keep apologizing.
How's that going for you?
Ryan Dempster will join us in 30 minutes.
Good segue, man. Where do you go?
I think it's about how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun that we're all here. It's fun that nobody took off any time All-Star Week. I like this.
This is the best kind of radio, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't want any sports to talk about.
I've never gotten in trouble that way.
We've got some. Today we still have some. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend.
Sure.
We've got to process some of that, and we will.
Tomorrow's a different story.
We got Home Run Derby tonight.
Okay.
It's the same story.
Tanny? Book the last home run ball.
Got it. This is the scariest type of radio, in my opinion. With this,
that's why I have to work this week.
Yeah, you got to be the only time Mitch ever declined a vacation request from me.
It's so weird. I was walking in here today, and Mitch was unscrewing my microphone. I was like, what are you doing? I need that.
Yeah.
You know what this week, Shane?
Careful, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, the office to the FCC down the hall is not even open. Right now.
There's nothing to erase from. They're not hearing it.
They're at the All-Star game, all of them.
Just to make sure. Understandably so. When are we picking players for the Home Run Derby? I know exactly who I want tonight. I'm very, very excited about my pick.
We should do it before tomorrow.
Before tonight. Yeah, that's a good call. I was thinking later in the show. Later in the show?
Yeah. Closer to the Derby. Okay. But you want to do it sooner?
I don't know. I just want to get my pick out there. I want to make sure that none of you bastards take my pick.
I'm taking Jose Ramirez.
That's my guy! That's my guy, Tanny!
Well, we will determine the order randomly, so that might be still your guy.
That that's the guy.
Hey, Shane, can I still keep Jose Ramirez?
Yes, he's got
he's the best hitter in the bunch. He's got the best back control of the bunch. He's a switch hitter. He finished second a couple years ago, and it turned out he had a broken thumb while he was finishing second.
Yeah, they're all great nuggets. I had him on my list, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
You can have him. Aww. He's not going to win.
Thanks, Teddy.
You guys could both have. You could share.
We could share.
You could share.
I'll put some dollars on him.
There you go.
I'll put some dollars on him, Tanny, and if he wins, I'll split it with you. All right?
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you're free rolling on Jose Ramirez.
Free rolling on Joe Ram. Is that what they call him?
No, we don't call him that. No.
J Ram, I guess they call him. No, they don't.
Joe Ram.
Who's Joe?
Shane? Get Joe Ram.
Get Joe Ram. Book him.
It's going to be good.
I found his grandma.
Oh, yeah, dude, Shane is chasing a grandmother today for the show.
Hey, dude, we all have our kinks, all right?
We don't shame them around here.
Wait, isn't that what got me in trouble
yeah,
last
no,
time?
No, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, different generation.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is the dad show. We've had a lot of dads. Who are some of the... We had Trevor Williams' dad.
Have we ever had a grandma?
We've never had a grandma on the show.
We had both Sawinski parents.
We did.
It's true.
Io's mother. Io DeSumo's mother.
And dad.
And dad. It's exactly... Matt Mervis's dad.
My mom's been on the show. My mom's a grandma.
There you go.
All right. So that's a grandma.
My dad's been on and run. I don't know if he's ever been on our show.
But he's not a grandma.
No, he's not.
The category is grandmas who have been on the show, not just people.
We missed our chance with your bubby. Rest in peace.
Yeah, that's true.
Bubba. Yeah. The life. Uh-huh. A lot of life.
Christine's mother-in-law, that bubby, has not been on the show.
But she's traveled with the show.
She's hung out with the show in Las Vegas.
She came to Vegas with the show.
As one does.
Yeah, as one does with their bubby. So,
but yeah, Shane, good luck chasing that grandma.
Yeah, someone said the odds that I get suspended this week are +800. Isn't that high?
Yeah, 8-1.
That's kind of high.
I don't think you want it to be that low.
I mean, I can control that market.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
You know what? Make it higher. 1,200.
Just bet on yourself. Get suspended. Make it worth your time.
Mr. Jonte Reardon is over there.
Yes. A little bit of insider trading.
That's right.
I think it's a good idea. Mm. These teams have hit the All-Star break. It's because the Home Run Derby's tonight. And they don't have to make a decision, obviously, right now on what to do. Deadline is still a couple of weeks away. Mm. The result of the game yesterday felt massive after the results of Saturday. Baseball, very weird, right? I was worried about Hendricks. Hendricks is great. Then we were also worried about Saturday.
I was not worried about Hendricks.
I know you were not. You were correct.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
About that.
It's 7 shutout innings for that dude.
You predicted 3 of 4 or 4 of 4.
They were one Goldschmidt and Arenado rally away from 3 out of 4.
Yes, they were. That is one way to look at it.
A Porter Hodge high leverage 5-out attempt away from a Hector Neris save attempt that could have conceivably given them 3 out of 4.
That could have conceivably helped your whip bet also for the Shellfish Tower as we're talking about predictions that have been made on the show.
Yeah.
But so
Saturday,
the most likely outcome of a split is what happened.
Saturday was a devastating doubleheader sweep. I mean, starting with the Wesneski performance and the Wesneski implosion on top of the pitching with the errors and then hitting the 9-hitter to turn the lineup over in inning number one and ending with Porter Hodge failing and all that entails was absolutely brutal. But as you say, yesterday makes it a 5-2 road trip.
Right. As soon as you hit the break, you can zoom out.
Yep.
As soon as you hit the break, you could say, okay, well, how are they playing? They're playing well. Saturday is a micro that was very frustrating, and it felt like a missed opportunity. And because of the hole they dug, it feels magnified. Like, okay, if you lose 7-0, and okay, fine, it was just a loss. But when any game that you had a chance to win that you lose feels magnified with the deadline looming as it is. But the more this team plays, the more confident I feel. Like, they don't really have – they obviously have needs – but they have like needs for upgrades that are so significant that I don't think they're going to make them at the deadline. Like, I don't think any huge thing is happening for this team. in either direction.
At the deadline still?
Yeah. I really don't. Maybe they buy, but I would think it would be a small buy.
Well, it depends.
I don't see a massive move in either direction being deserved by this team. I really don't.
I don't see a massive move on offense coming. And I figured that there was going to be, but there's been enough of an offensive upturn with some kids and really, you know, with Bush and Hap and Saya flowing and Nico, what, hits the break with an 11-game hit streak at this point? And Dansby showing some flashes. I don't think they make an offensive upgrade. I could see them getting a closer because they need more high-leverage bullpen arms. And Merriweather could be on its way. Caleb Killian could be an option coming. I don't believe that Alzolay is going to, you know, be anything of consequence. Ben Brown hurt is a big deal. Cade Horton hurt is a big deal. But if they start to feel better about themselves and then they go out and get a closer, whether it's Carlos Estevez from Anaheim or from the Angels, I should say, or something like that, then Neris can slot back to setup. And they could feel better about the possibility of closing down games where they're fortunate enough to get a lead. Because the starting pitching is still so damn good. So I could very well see them getting a closer over the next couple of weeks if they're feeling as good about themselves as they are right now.
Rental closer or multi-year closer?
No, I'd want a rental closer because they can still be so volatile. Yeah. From year to year.
I'd
want a small buy on a rental closer if I had to decide right now.
I mean, a rental closer is not generally a small buy proposition. They normally go for quite a bit. So I don't know that I would consider that a small buy. Obviously, it wouldn't have to be what you gave up for Chapman or, you know, Wade Davis, things like that. But trading for closer is an expensive thing this time of year. It's normally something that you pay a premium on based on recent precedent in baseball. And it's just, there's still six teams between them and a wild card spot. They're still in last place in the division. They are playing better. I just find it exceptionally unlikely that between now and the deadline, they're going to be able to jump enough teams and shrink that number enough where it feels like they deserve a massive buy. And in the same vein, because the peripherals and the expected numbers say that they are better than this, and they are getting guys back from injury, and they are playing better.
And they're beating some decent teams.
They won't sell either. They'll say, we think we're better, we're getting healthier, we think we can make a run, and if we get into the playoffs, we can do some damage. That's where I still think this is going.
Well, we've got a couple weeks still to decide, and I think they're going to wait. I think they're going to wait till that you know, either the 29th or the morning of the 30th, which is the deadline, and they'll see where they are. There's some very tricky scheduled teams here. The Arizona Diamondbacks are freaking rolling. And the Diamondbacks come in here, and you've got them right away. That is a team.
We're going Friday with the mob.
Yeah, well, that's right.
In the suite. We're going Friday with the mob, and then I'm going Sunday with Nephew Jack.
The Diamondbacks have found it and are starting to look like themselves. Corbin Carroll with some offensive prowess. And, you know, so it's like they've got a couple weeks to show it or not. I just think... I don't think there's anybody on this roster right now where you feel good about closing games. And if you're going to feel remotely decent about yourself, you got to figure out who that's going to be. And they know it's not going to be Neris.
It's certainly not going to be Neris. Should I try to find the Diamondbacks Council jersey I had when I was in eighth grade?
Yes. And wear it.
And wear it to Friday's game?
Will you still fit in it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not much bigger. Skinny guy.
Were you a tall eighth
grader? Get a crop top. Go ahead and show that midriff.
There we go. Yeah.
That'll look good in the suite on Friday.
Yeah, for a little dessert cart. A little cheesecake with cookie dough.
Hey, how are you?
Love that.
Thought I'd dress up like a piece of cheesecake so I could get a piece of cheesecake.
There it is. I'll see if I can find that. It's been a while. All right. Diamondbacks Council jersey from back in the day. Absolutely. All right. Well, that's the state of the Cubs. I will say, before we have Ryan Dempster on at 3 o'clock, this is making waves. I disagree with it. But it's happening less frequently, so I'm going to posit this next piece of audio evidence in our next segment as progress for your game. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.